So hello, my name is Jean. I'm 26. I decided to come in MMF because I want to be a sport teacher, because I want to do a job I like the rest of my life. Before that, I was a technician maintenance, and then I was a waiter, but I did it for money, so I decided to choose a job I like I said before. My favorite sport is, it's really hard to choose, because I really like rugby. I really like the way people see rugby. I like a lot of things in that. But I really like gym too, and athletics, because they are really complete sport, because you are a good athlete if you practice gymnastic or athletics. So I don't know if I can choose one sport. That's maybe why I'm in stops. My hobby outside sports are video games. I really like that, but I don't like to sit for too long. I like music, I like learn things, I like psychology, a lot of things. I like to work in a campsite in the summer. Every summer since I'm in STAPS, I work in a camping with teenagers, and I really like that. It's almost the same as teacher, but it's more funny, it's more animation. The worst thing I ever eaten? I don't know. I like everything. If there is protein in, I like. If it's good for my body, or if it tastes good, it's okay. So there is always a way to find it good. If you had to sing one song at karaoke night, which one would it be? I don't know. I think to be the night, the Avicii, because it's about his father who tell him to enjoy life, and I like the lyrics. What would be the worst thing for as you are going anesthesia before it's surgery? I don't know. That's a really hard question. Maybe something bad, or maybe something like you don't deserve people, like you did bad things to them, and you will maybe leave them by knowing that you did bad things for them, and that you leave bad memories, maybe. What was the last photo you took? It's a picture I took during the lesson to see a graphic that the teacher showed. What celebrity would you like to meet at Starbucks for a cup of coffee? I think it's Jordan Peterson. It's a teacher in psychology in Harvard, and he had written 12 rules for a better life. And I like the way he see things, and how he can make people think and ask questions about them and their life and things like that. Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak? I think I prefer lose the ability to read, because if I can't read something, I can speak with people, and when you hear people talking, you can sometimes hear how they feel, how they try to say something. You can sometimes hear the emotion, but when you read, it's not the same. You can more. I don't know. I think you can more understand the emotion when you listen to someone with the emotion with how we talk. What to be the first question after waking up from being cryogenic conference and 100 years? Wow, that's a hard question. There's a lot of hard question. I don't know. How is my family going? How are they still alive like me, or maybe about them, maybe about the people I like? What would be some of the most annoying things about having yourself as a roommate? I think it's, I don't know. I think I'm cool. nothing. No, maybe I like to hear music really loud. Would you reserve a meet Rimbos? Oh shit, wow. What a shit question. I think shit glitters because I don't like to vomit. It's really painful for me. Would you rather be able to breathe in the water or fly? For sure. Oh, maybe not. Breathe in the water could be cool because you can discover the part of the ocean we don't know. But fly, it could be cool because I have vertigo. And I think it's a big problem for me in my life. So if I can fly, I will not have this problem anymore. If you could start a club for something silly, what would a club be about? A club. Wow. Wow. Start a club for something silly. I don't know for this question. It's too hard. If you could change the ending of any famous movie, which movie would it be? What could your new ending be? That's a hard question. I don't really like to watch movie. I really like to watch movie for the culture, but it's not a waste of time, but movies are really long. It's like more an hour, like 2 hours, 3 hours sometimes for Titanic, for example. So I don't know. I don't really watch movie, so I don't know. My favorite movie is Remember Me, and at the end he died. But maybe I would rather he didn't die like that. He died in the towers in the 11th of September. But I think it would be more with the story if he suicide, because his brother suicide 5 years ago at the exact same age. That's all. Bye.